activities are geared solely toward generating electricity. George Bush echoed the Rice comment, saying the free world is sending Iran a very clear message, don't develop a nuclear weapon. Bush spoke to reporters during a White House meeting with Poland's president, saying it's important America and its allies speak with one voice. He says Iran with a nuclear weapon, quote, would be a very destabilizing force. Officials in Iraq say a partial recount and some signs of tampering with some ballot boxes have now pushed back the announcement of election results. An election official says there will be, quote, a little postponement. Officials say an undetermined number of ballots have been disqualified. On January 30th, voters went to the polls to choose the makeup of the National Assembly that's supposed to convene by early next month and start writing a constitution. The cardinal who celebrated Mass with the Pope in the Rome Hospital today says the Pope is very well. This Ash Wednesday, the first in nearly three decades, that John Paul has not presided over Mass at the Vatican. He's had a severe bout with the flu and breathing crisis, sent the Pope to the hospital last week. An American cardinal filled in at St. Peter's Basilica, saying the Pope's spiritual presence could be felt, while others were offering prayers for the Pope's recovery. Word today of a Democratic Senate seat that's going to be opening up. Party sources say freshman Minnesota Senator Mark Dayton's decided not to run for re-election next year, a formal announcement coming. It could present a major opportunity for Republicans in Minnesota that's become increasingly more friendly to Republican politicians in the last few years. New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg denounced the Bush administration plans to raise airline ticket fees to help pay for Homeland Security programs. White House budget unveiled on Monday would raise those ticket fees by about $3 to help finance part of the increase in the Homeland Security budget. Lautenberg says he's all for more security, but he adds it's not right to balance the budget, quote, as he says, on the backs of the traveling public and small business people. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, we head to Sin City, Washington, D.C., for another landmark broadcast from the nation's capital. And who better to be our Virgil for our visit to the Inferno than Mr. Washington himself, Norm Ornstein Washington. Riding shotgun Professor Paul Krugman, the only regular guest on our program who is batting a perfect 1,000 in terms of excellent appearances. What happens in Washington stays in Washington on the next Franken.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Remember last night when we talked about Bush's magical thinking where it concerns, you know, his child, that childlike thing. You know, if you've got kids, you know how your kids will do that. His magical thinking where it concerns his budget and Social Security and now it turns out Medicare. Oh, my God. Is this not spiraling into the grossly absurd, this whole Bush crime family? It's astonishing, isn't it? Huh? Isn't it astonishing? Well, today, reporters started asking questions, mostly of Simple Scotty McClellan, his surrogate, and got in a couple to Bush also. We'll have some of that audio for you a little bit later in the program. Also, a couple of program notes. Next Monday, I'll be filling in for Randy Rhodes. In fact, for the next few Mondays, while Randy deals with what she's dealing with. And what will happen on this program, at this particular hour of the broadcast day, it'll be best of Malloy's. But we'll be covering Randy's show for her because she's a good friend and we love her to death. And we're going to be doing Mondays. I don't know who's going to be doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Somebody. Or rebroadcasts or other talk show hosts. I don't know. So that's beginning Monday coming. And since it is Valentine's Day, all the bumper music on this program on Valentine's Day will be Valentine's. Well, no, what love music. What, Kathy? Give me a word. Romantic. No? Music for lovers and those not so lucky in love, she says. Okay. Oh, God. This Friday, day after tomorrow, in our second hour, we'll be talking live with Professor Ward Churchill about the uproar over his September 11th essay, which he wrote about 3 years ago. So be here for that. That's tomorrow night, second hour, top of the second hour. Or I'm sorry, Friday night, top of the second hour of the program. And Monday coming, and the following Monday, and the following Monday. I think there's 4 Mondays involved here, right? Okay. We think. We'll be doing Randy Rhodes' program in the afternoon, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. Adjust accordingly for your time zone. And this program will be rebroadcasts, I think. Right? Or are we going to get someone to substitute for me? No, it's just going to be best of? Okay. All right. Let's get this one underway, huh? Remember, when was it? About 10 days ago when right in the middle of the program, somebody sent me some emails and we said that the Enrico Fermi nuclear reactor outside Monroe, Michigan had shut down because of a leak. It turned out to be not a radiation leak, if you want to believe Detroit Edison. Anyway, it's now back at full power. They turned it on at 5:30 Monday and immediately detected a radiation release inside its containment building. The company is saying a stuck steam drain isolation valve near the plant's hydrogen water chemistry system is is the cause. The radiation dissipated in 11 minutes and was kept within the building. No workers were exposed, a spokesman said. Oh, God. Scott Simons, a Detroit Edison spokesman, said the reactor achieved full power at 9 a.m. yesterday. Okay, well, that's fine. All you folks who live in Detroit and Toledo and Monroe and all around that part of Michigan, everything's okay. There's no problem. All right? Move along. Nothing here to see. U.S. military is going to beam its own news coverage to millions of Americans. Have you heard about this? Moving on from its this phase of embedding journalists, or as some smartasses would say, it's a policy of restricting and controlling the flow of information. Oh, no! How cynical! The Pentagon will now produce and disseminate the news itself. And it's going to be beamed to the public at no charge, right? Over satellite dish, satellite network. How about that? The service will emanate from what is known as the Pentagon Channel, which is an internal public relations television unit within the Department of Defense. It was set up about 9 months ago. EchoStar Communications Dish Network. That's what we have at home, isn't it, Kathy? Will offer the Pentagon Channel to its more than 11 million viewers on a no-cost basis. Programming will operate 24/7. Now, for those of us who will be have the joy of having this beamed into our homes, oh, God, whatever. It says here, Dish viewers will be kept up to date with current military news and information, including Department of Defense news briefings, military news, interviews with top defense officials, and short stories about the work of military people. Okay. Defense Department spokesman Larry DeRita said, we appreciate Dish Network's decision to carry the new Pentagon Channel on their satellite TV system. Their support helps us fulfill our mission of providing timely military news and information. Now, don't you wish what Larry DeRita said there is true? Information, timely news and information. It'll be timely news, but it'll be total disinformation. These people are liars. Rumsfeld is a total, perverted, sick liar. Now, are we to believe that the military, the Pentagon Channel, is going to be telling the truth while Rumsfeld is telling lies? Who runs the Pentagon? Oh, let me see here. Donald Rumsfeld! Who's in charge of every paperclip, every news bite, every time someone blows their nose in the Pentagon? Let me check again. Donald Rumsfeld. We are becoming, we are already a militarized society. That's been coming on for about 30 years, 40 years. But it's now to the point where it's, there's not even any pretense anymore. No pretense. Military news channel, huh? Limbaugh news. Actually, not directly Limbaugh, but in Indiana. A Warsaw, Indiana man convicted of drug charges on January 26th was sentenced in Superior Court in the county involved last Thursday? This guy's 27, his name's Travis Johnson. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison. This is the result of a December 19th, 2003 incident where Travis Johnson, 27, sold two OxyContin pills to a confidential informant. Two. Now, this is not a violent offense, not a large volume of drugs. Two small pills. OxyContin. Rush Limbaugh's drug of choice. The pig man, Rush Limbaugh, he was stuffing them into his gut at the rate of what? 2,000? What was it, Kathy? 2,000 a month? Do you suppose Rush... now, he wouldn't have sold any, but do you suppose he would have given some of those away, maybe to his old lady, his ex-old lady? She's gone now. Poor Darren Kagan. Oh, my God. I wonder if he's offered OxyContin to CNN's Darren Kagan, who is now taking care of Rush's needs. Huh? What do you think? But here's a guy who gets 20 years in prison for selling to an undercover agent two OxyContin pills. Rush Limbaugh sends his maid into the streets to buy thousands upon thousands upon thousands of OxyContin pills, and he still does his radio program on the EIB, the Excrement in Broadcasting Network. And ABC continues to carry this drug-using pig, not to mention the fact that he's a liar. God, 20 years for two pills. Well, I'm sure there's more to the story than what appeared in the local newspaper up there, right? Now, this as long as we're talking about court stuff, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. This is going to be R-rated. The next story is R-rated. If you have kids, just, you know, under the age of what, 16, get them away from the radio, okay? Because this next one I'm going to do, it may cost me my license. No, it's not that bad. But it's pretty intense, so you got a warning here, okay? You got 3-4 minutes to get your kid away from the radio or whatever you want to do. But that's the next story coming up. It's about a judge named Donald Thompson. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Said anything,
more coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of a day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
21 past the hour. Well, it's not totally flying monkey free because some of these stories that we'd like to open the program with just get more lurid and more lurid and more lurid. I swear to God, this one about this Oklahoma judge, Republican. Oh, yes, of course, Republican. His name is Donald Thompson. And you got your kids away, right? Okay. Well, and by the way, we will get to the Jeff Gannon story pretty soon, too. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Judge Donald Thompson, people in his courtroom kept hearing a strange whooshing noise, like a bicycle pump or maybe a blood pressure cuff. This is when he was presiding over trials. This is when he's sitting up there in his robes, you know, sitting where, what do you call it, the bench. During one trial, it says here, Thompson seemed so distracted that some jurors thought he was playing a handheld video game or tying fly fishing lures behind the bench. The explanation, investigators say, is even stranger than some imagined. The judge had a habit of masturbating with a penis pump under his robe during trials. Oh, God. No. Where do we live, y'all? What? The lurid allegations have led to criminal charges against Thompson, brought an embarrassing end to a solid career, and shocked, I tell you, many of his colleagues. The case also could lead to a wave of appeals from defendants claiming that the judge was not paying attention while presiding over their cases. Oh, no, I'm not going to add anything. No. Not just the story's going to speak for itself. But boy, I'm tempted. Aren't you? Huh? Thompson, 58, a married father of three grown children, has denied the allegations and said the pump was just a gag gift received from a hunting buddy on his 50th birthday. But he did retire several months ago after being threatened with removal from the bench. He still faces indecent exposure charges brought against him last month. Now, police built a case against this judge after one of the officers testified during a murder trial. From the witness stand, the officer saw a piece of plastic tubing disappear under Judge Thompson's robe. During a break, officers took photographs of the pump under the desk. Investigators later collected carpet samples, Thompson's robes, and the chair from behind the bench, and found semen, according to court records. Thompson's court reporter, Lisa Foster, told authorities that she saw him use the pump at least 10 times during trials. She said the first time in court was in 2000, but she did not tell authorities. She said, quote, "I didn't want to be found dead in a ditch somewhere." End quote. Oh, my God. In Oklahoma City, or Oklahoma, Judge Donald Thompson, there was a picture of him with the story. The Associated Press had a picture of him, and it's really sad. I mean, here's a guy, all he's doing is just, be careful, Malloy. All he's doing is you know, it's kind of boring sitting up there in the robes. It's hot. You know, you're listening to testimony, murder trials and drug cases and stuff like that. And You know, the mind wanders, and what's this, a pump? Now what happens if I put this here? Oh, really? Well, isn't that fun? Whoa! Guilty! Not guilty! Oh, wait a minute, what? Please repeat, sustained! Oh, overruled! Oh, no, wait, okay, here come the judge! Republicans are so damn much fun, aren't they? Here come the judge. Oh, my God. You know, what's that line? No, we don't make this stuff up. You know, so there he is, Judge Donald Thompson. You know, how about a little self-restraint? I mean, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing, you know. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, you've got to be the master of your own domain. Most of the time, sometimes you're not, and your domain becomes your master. We all accept that. We know that. We understand that. But during a murder trial, during a drug trial, during the wondrous exposition of prosecuting attorneys and lawyers, when justice is being sought, and what's the judge doing? It's just astonishing. I don't know. It's like living in an asylum, isn't it? But it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. Okay, you can go get the kids and tell them they can come back to the radio now. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
You know how I've said you're my shining star?
Yes.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. open it.
Oh, wow, you named a star after me?
It's the best Valentine's gift ever. For $54, International Star Registry will record your star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office and send you a personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. That's 800-282-3333 or starregistry.com.
Valentine, you're my star.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-218-WORD. That's 218-WORD. 1-800-218-WORD.
Planet Check.
Know the code. Jeff Brook, executive director from PEER, explains.
PEER is an organization that protects public employees who are protecting our environment.
PEER helps embattled employees who are under orders to either not enforce the law or distort scientific results to the detriment of the environment.
Most of our staff are former agency employees, and they're like cancer survivors working with cancer patients.
PEER uncovers the dirt without releasing the true informant's identity.
Most of our activists are anonymous.
Aside from selling reports, they don't sell the typical cap and t-shirt.
It's boxer shorts. Say undercover activist on the butt and our logo on the leg so you can wear them safely to work.
Check out the latest news with PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, online.
PEER.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and the supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Morning Sedition.
Colin Powell was a much better diplomat than Condoleezza Rice ever thought about being.
Does she even know how to be a diplomat? She seems to have that same social awkwardness that Bush has, where if they are in any environment other than the one that they are comfortable in, they look completely out of place. There's a smugness to them that is just totally unattractive, and it shows real amateur chops in terms of showing respect for the countries around the world. I just think she's horrendous.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made?
Need some wood?
Tell me what she said. What was that promise that you made? Now I...
Moving right along, Democrats.com has a petition that you can go sign, Democrats.com/Gannon. And it says, we demand the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate the, quote, journalist, close quote, using the pseudonym Jeff Gannon, whose real name is James Dale Guckert, who attended daily press briefings at the White House and was regularly called upon by Scott McClellan. Obviously, Jeff Gannon is not a bona fide journalist and should never have been given White House press credentials. In 2003, top White House officials gave Jeff Gannon exclusive access to an internal CIA memo that named Joseph Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, as a covert CIA agent. It is obvious that there was a conspiracy between Gannon, McClellan, and other top White House officials to run smear campaigns against White House enemies and to interfere with tough questions by real White House reporters. This is unacceptable in a democracy. In addition, Jeff Gannon may have dabbled in male prostitution rings, which raises the possibility he was bringing male prostitutes into the White House or other institutions of our government. He had a couple of websites, didn't he? HotMilitaryStud.com, MilitaryEscorts.com, and MilitaryEscortsM4M.com, you know, man for man. Back to the petition. These issues go infinitely beyond the charges involving Monica Lewinsky and therefore demand immediate investigation and prosecution. Well, yeah, okay. I went and signed it. Go sign it. Democrats.com/Gannon. Go ahead. Go sign it. From Daily Coast, why should we care about Jeff Cannon? Gannon? And it says, a potential male prostitute gets White House credentials using a fake name, provides McClellan a welcome ideological lifeline during press conferences, and somehow gets access to classified CIA documents that outs an undercover CIA operative. Jeff Gannon and his news agency, Talon News. Oh, my God. The Washington Post says that Jeff Gannon and Talon News had the only access to an internal CIA memo that named Joseph Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, as a covert CIA agent. Now, if the Washington Post knows this, and I know it now, and Daily Coast knows it, and you know it, and everybody who listens to this network knows it, and the Justice Department knows it, and who else needs to know? Why aren't people being arrested? Gannon now has issued a statement on his website claiming that he quit because he's receiving death threats. Oh, really? Oh, isn't that kind of creepy? As it says at Daily Coast, probably every partisan writer in this country gets scary emails that comes with the territory. Well, duh. What you need to do, Jeff, is do what I did when enough people from your side of the gulch that is getting wider here in America, I went and got a gun. Now, over at America Blog, and it was the bloggers. Do you understand who outed this bastard? Do you understand who did this? It wasn't the crack White House press corps. They didn't turn on this piece of human waste. It was internet bloggers. Bless you all. Bless you all. You know, the bloggers and the websites are really the lifeline. You do understand that now, don't you? You understand what's going on out there? Huh? Anyway, over at America Blog, a friend writes, I couldn't give a damn about this guy's sexuality, but I have zero problem when another Republican family values hypocrite is exposed for the frauds they are. The real question is how this guy got such a special access to the White House in the face of their anti-gay, anti-lesbian rhetoric. Jeez. He says, and for those of you who are really straight or really clueless, M4M, that's one of his websites. He had, apparently, JeffGannon.com is owned by a person and company that also owns HotMilitaryStud.com, Jesus, MilitaryEscorts.com, and MilitaryEscortsM4M.com. And then the writer here says, and for those of you who are really straight and really clueless, M4M is a gay online term for men who are looking to have sex with other men. An escort means prostitute. And being a military escort is also against the Uniform Code of Military Justice in at least two different ways, if not more. And then the writer says, now, I'm not one to judge how folks like to get their jollies, assuming no children are involved and it's consensual. But then again, I don't suck up to the family values agenda like Mr. Gannon does. I've been through Gannon's archives, and it's a horrendous accumulation of religious right suck-up pieces on gay issues. Some are concerned that perhaps it's not fair to hit him with a gay card if he is gay. Well, take a look at some of the stories from Gannon's Talon News Service. Here's one. Talon is promoting this ex-gay nonsense and defending Bush on gay marriage, and Gannon himself writing a story defending Rick Santorum on his man-dog sex comments about gays. There are lots more. You get the picture. And then the writer says the big issue here is whether the White House has been knowingly opening its doors to a pseudonymous male hustler or pimp. So he'll pose softball questions to the president's representative. That's the case here, and in all fairness, we still need to hear from Gannon. It's not just creepy, it's outrageous and an incredible violation of the company's trust, and just as importantly, White House security. Do these people do a background check on anyone? Bastards. You know. When the story started breaking, I thought, okay, yeah, yawn, so what? You know, it's a shill that stands there with McClellan. And does these bad things. And like the writer, that I don't give a tinker's damn what he does in his private time with his sexual parts, as long as it's not with kids. You know, he can do whatever he wants. You know, it's America, right? The main part of that's none of my business. When it becomes my business is when somebody is virulently anti-gay, anti-lesbian, anti-transgendered, you know, that sort of thing. Just attacking people for who they are. Viciously, virulently, repeatedly, over and over again. You know who we're talking about. And then it turns out that this may be something they can't deal with, right? Inside them. So they project it. It's vile. It's vicious. It's horrible. Now, do we blame that poor gay man or lesbian woman who has just beaten the hell out of other people who happen to be gay or lesbian? Sort of. But we also blame the society that forced him or her into that kind of weird, defensive, rolled up in a ball, thumb in the mouth posture deep in the dark recesses of a closet somewhere, don't we? Huh? But it's especially egregious with this administration, because this administration has dangled the bait in front of these religious right psychopaths about their anti-gay, the administration's anti-gay stance. No, I'm not going to talk about Mary Cheney. It's just sick. It's disgusting. I can't, not the gay part. The gay part is kind of cool. It's sick and disgusting about what the Bush administration, the Bush crime family does. God, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It just never stops, does it? It never, ever stops. But we're not surprised, are we? That regardless of whether or not he runs weird porno websites and brings strange people into the White House to do strange things to people like Rick Santorum, and you know Rick Santorum is doing strange things. You know he is. You know he is. Oh, my God. Rick Santorum. Whip me. Beat me. Ah! Oh, I love it. Shove things under my fingernails. Do it while I'm naked. Give me that judge's pump. I want that pump. Here, put it on my head. My big head. You know, with where the eyes and nose and mouth are. Oh, God. You know that's true. You know it's true. You know it's true. It's the Elmer Gantry syndrome. You know it's true. You know it is. 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 People who are content with their sexuality, no matter what it is, and it's on a continuum anyway, come on, get real. Oh, the queers are going to burn in hell. No, they're not. If there's a hell and the queers go there, they may redecorate it, but they're not going to burn in it. But the people who scream the loudest, oh, my God, you know this, don't you? I don't care. Look at Bill Bennett. Look at all of them. I don't care what they scream about. They're covering up and hiding. People who are relaxed and comfortable in their sexuality don't even talk about it. I mean, who cares? I mean, Jesus, is there anything more boring than an individual sexuality? Hi, I'm straight. Oh, really? Hi, I'm gay. Oh, really? Hi, I'm transgendered. There's three of me here. Oh, really? You know, like, who cares? God. All right, that's enough. That's enough. I hate that topic. Oh, Jesus, I hate that topic. It's incredible in this country the way we focus on somebody else's sexuality, isn't it? Hmm? And I hate what the religious right freaks have done, you know. Oh, you evil thugs. You evil, evil thugs, you know. Evil thugs. Where's my buddy RuPaul? That's what we need to do. We need to go up to New York and get RuPaul, Kathy, and just go around and whip somebody's ass. That's what we need to do.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized, the overworked, the worry warts, even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In the current issue, learn about the innovative program that's eliminating homelessness plus uniting liberals with conservatives. Also, get the inside scoop on how progressives can take back the country and the White House. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. We're going to get some phone calls coming back here. We don't have time to do it right now, but in the nation, are we doing a Nation Minute tonight, Kathy? Coming up here in just... Okay. In the current issue of the Nation, not necessarily current, but the one I just got in the mail the other day, under the editorial, None So Blind, let me quote a little bit of this. All right? Bush starts this second term blind to the consequences of the havoc he has wrought and misleading the very voters who returned him to office. His record is one of failure. Aggressive war on Iraq that has led to thousands of American and Iraqi deaths. Officially endorsed policies that led to torture at Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and elsewhere. A botched assault on terror that has isolated America while replenishing the ranks of terrorists. Exploding fiscal and trade deficits with the dollar sinking in value. Inequality not seen since the Gilded Age. The worst jobs record since Hoover. And indifference to the threat of catastrophic climate change combined with growing dependence on foreign oil. Meanwhile, Bush's failures have increased Americans' kitchen table concerns like good jobs that have left, replaced by jobs with lower wages and fewer benefits, a broken health care system with millions unable to afford adequate care, failed promises to invest in schools along with cuts in college grants at a time of soaring costs, a retreat on clean air and water. Now, Bush promises to make things worse. The ideologues who crafted the disaster in Iraq have been rewarded and retained. The realists who dissented have been purged. His first legislative proposal is to curb the rights of citizens to recover for damages caused by the negligence, fraud, or malpractice of corporations or doctors. His highest priority is to privatize Social Security, most likely by slashing guaranteed benefits by some 40%, while borrowing $2 trillion to pay for private accounts that will primarily reward Wall Street. He's announced a renewed effort to pack the courts with right-wing judicial reactionaries intent on rolling back the rights and liberties of Americans and returning to the days when labor unions and environmental wage and safety standards were outlawed as illegal restraints on trade. The Bush team is sophisticated in propaganda, well-versed in the uses of deception to avoid accountability. Bush's policies, however, are damaging this country. The central question of his second term is how soon Americans, recognizing their error, will demand a change in direction. Now, that's an abbreviated version of the lead editorial of The Nation. I think it's the February 18th. I don't know. It's the issue I got in the mail the other day. And it echoes what we've been saying on this program for a long time. How much longer? What's it going to take for Americans to realize what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen with this monstrously incapable little man in office and his monstrously capable neocons running the show? Again, what is it going to take? Well, how much more damage can he do? Well, a lot, actually. Now, I know unemployment is still below 6%. Jesus, and what was it in the Reagan years? Interest rates are still down in the basement, which in fact is not helping the situation.
people are still working. Two or three jobs. We have a soundbite for you tonight of the woman in Omaha who works three jobs. And what did George do? Figuratively speaking, pat her on the ass and tell her she was a good girl? It's, and today, Bush and his top aides insisting that they had not been putting out misleading numbers on the futures, the future cost of two programs that are absolutely vital for a huge segment of this population, and those two programs are Medicare and Social Security. They lie about everything, every single thing. They pay two-bit chump-ass reporters, so-called, columnists, pundits, whatever you want to call it, Maggie Gallagher and Armstrong Williams and the rest of these thugs to write lies, to corrupt the public discourse as shredded and weak as it is, to corrupt it even further. Beatdowns of people who stand up and say, well, wait a second. Wait, we're not going the right way. Wait a second. There's an edge of a cliff. We're heading at it at 80 miles an hour. Sit down. You're being a traitor. I don't know. I just wonder how much more it's going to take. All right, when we come back, I don't know. You may want to get the kids away from the radio again because we're going to have some sound from Bush and Scott McClellan. And if you're raising your children to be truthful, you may not want them to hear this. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Where are the honest and responsible conservatives? This week, George Bush released his budget with numbers more crooked than the books at Enron. Forget whether it's good to cut food stamps while millionaires receive tax cuts. Let's focus on the big numbers. Bush says the deficit will be over $400 billion, but that he will cut the deficit in half within 5 years. This is a fantasy. His budget does not cover the war in Iraq, price tag $80 billion, it does not cover the $200 billion needed to pay for an expected change in the tax code. It does not cover the $1 trillion for Bush's partial privatization of Social Security. None of this is disputed, yet few Republicans have complained about Bush's phony budget. They're too busy playing fast and loose with our national credit card. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
That's not just any cold. It's a bad one. With this, plus this, plus this, and more. You need new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold. It's the first and only cold formula with two strong cold medicines, plus all the power of Advil to relieve 8 big symptoms of your bad cold. From body aches to runny nose, nasal congestion, and sneezing. So when you get hit with just about every cold symptom out there, now you can hit back with the power of Advil in new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold.
Use as directed.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Radio Listeners button and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, fooled again. A new warning from the Bush administration today about the financial security of another social program. The administration now estimates the Medicare prescription drug benefit will cost taxpayers more than $720 billion, not the $400 billion originally projected. Bush says he's convinced preventing illness with drugs will reap savings over expensive treatment later, and he says he's convinced it'll make senior citizens' lives better. Democrats say the new estimate shows the administration was cooking the books. Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel says the joke is on the taxpayers and senior citizens. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says this new information further demonstrates what appears to be an attempt to dupe Congress to win passage of the legislation. She's calling for an investigation by the Senate Finance Committee. A mosque that was started and funded by former NBA star Akeem Olajuwon gave money to charities that the government later said were terror fronts. That's according to financial records, which show Olajuwon's mosque gave more than $80,000 between the year 2000 and 2002 to the Islamic African Relief Agency, later linked by the U.S. to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. Olajuwon took part in a bowling tournament in 99 for a charity which the government also says, which shut down in 2001, was sending money to Hamas. Olajuwon says he knew nothing of the terror links when the donations were made and would not have given the money if he had known. All these donations came before the government designated the groups as terrorist fronts. Israel is going to be lifting some travel restrictions on towns in the West Bank as part of the new ceasefire of the Palestinians. Mahmoud Abbas says Israel has assured him travel bans would soon be eased, including the removal of several major checkpoints as Israel withdraws troops from five Palestinian towns. A senior Israeli military official confirms the roadblocks would be removed as part of the handover of security for the five towns to the Palestinians. One and done for Minnesota Democratic Senator Mark Dayton. He's decided not to seek a second term next year. Dayton says he does not believe that he's the, quote, best candidate to lead the party to victory next year in Minnesota. Talked about the difficulty of raising the money needed to run the campaign, saying he can't do the constant fundraising necessary and continue to serve in the Senate. Voters in New York State favor Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton over her potential Republican opponents. A new poll showed Clinton would win over the two chief potential opponents, 61-30 over Governor Pataki, 50-44 against Rudy Giuliani. But voters in New York were split in the poll, 48-46%, about whether Senator Clinton should run for president in 2008. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Oh. Hey, Sue. Chest all congested, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's okay. We made a Robitussin just for you.
Ah.
Tom, got chest congestion plus a cough?
Oh.
We made Robitussin DM just for you.
Ah.
For chest congestion and whatever comes with it, there's a Robitussin formula just right for you. Aw, Kate. Chest congestion and a stuffy nose? We made Robitussin PE just for you. No matter what symptoms you get, there's a Robitussin with your name on it. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know the age has passed, had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Somehow got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us, and this is the second hour of our program tonight. Again, a couple of program notes. Next Monday will be we always do a Valentine's program on Monday, which means that all it means is the bumper music that we play is more romantic than the out-of-control ex-hippie stuff that we do on this program normally. But also, we'll be filling in for Randy Rhodes. In fact, for the next few Mondays, I'll be sitting in for Randy Rhodes from 3 to 7 Eastern Time, and on my program, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time on those nights. The network will be running a best of, probably compilations of bits and pieces taken from various programs. So if you want to hear this program live, just do what you always do. Tune into Randy Rhodes' program on Mondays, 3 to 7, but I'll be sitting in for her while she deals with some stuff that has to be dealt with. And this Friday coming, day after tomorrow, in our second hour, we'll be talking with Professor Ward Churchill about the hellacious uproar over his essay regarding September 11, 2001. All right? Now, before we get into these sound bites, an email here from Mike in St. Paul. Mike, as a former home health aide, I saw firsthand how desperately my mentally disabled clients needed medication in order to help them prevent aggressive behavior and also to deal with the chronic depression from which so many of them suffered. Every single one of my clients depended on Social Security disability to pay for the prescription drugs. The medication was a godsend. The medication made life more livable for my clients and their family members and contributed significantly to a higher quality of life for everyone involved. Providing the mentally disabled with proper medication and health care is the only humane thing to do. One cannot argue that these folks should be fully self-sufficient. Therefore, I cannot express the frustration and heartbreak I felt today when I saw that Bush is going to request in his budget that Congress subsidize, of all things, Poland's military. And to the tune of $100 million, what happened to the Social Security crisis, Mr. President? Are we to believe, Mike writes, that we are on the verge of Social Security disability funding catastrophe when we want to send $100 million to Poland for their defunct military? I can't believe this guy, Mike writes. Has he one time mentioned how his privatization plan is going to affect the disabled in this country? I think $100 million can pay for a lot of medication for many years to come. But Mr. President has one message to the disabled, which is, screw you. What has our country become, Mike? Signed, Mike in St. Paul. What has it become? I think the country is still the same, but the leadership of the country is they're one step removed from the people who sent the Jews to the death camps, the socialists, the trade unionists, the communists to the death camps, children to the death camps. They're one step removed. This is an amoral administration. This is a psychopathic administration. This is an administration that feels it is working by divine right, that they are fulfilling God's plan, just like Hitler and his thugs did. There's not much difference, except the death camps yet, the official death camps. You know, death for these people is still kind of a catch-as-catch-can proposition. They have the hit squads out. They have them in Iran. They have a few in this country now, I understand. They have some in Colombia. They have a few there, over here, down there, over there. Very quiet, nice and tidy. God. Now, today, Bush and some of his aides today insisting that they had not been lying on the future cost of two programs that are vital, not just for retirees. You know, people always say retirees. Social Security is not just for retirees. Medicare may be, but Social Security is not. Medicaid is not. These three government programs, which in a sense are tied together, provide a social safety net that, in fact, is a bare minimum that you would expect a developed capitalist society like ours to provide. A minimum. This is not over the top. The people who use Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, they're not people who are getting the best of this or the best of that. How many doctors now say, I'm sorry, no Medicare patients? You know, what it used to be, sorry, no Irish. Sorry, no Jews. Sorry, no Italians. Sorry, no Medicare patients. Medicaid? You're on Medicaid, and in one of these states it has a well baby program. You know, here in Georgia, I think it's called Peach Care, which has been slashed to the bone by our Republican governor. You have children. You want to get your kids inoculated? You want to take your kid in for a checkup? You want to do this? You want to do that? Oh, I know. You're a lazy son of a bitch, so you don't deserve medical care, right? Isn't that what the right wing says? Of course, you may have gone bankrupt because of medical expenses. You may have lost your job thanks to Bush's economy or Clinton's economy. Clinton's NAFTA and GATT, Bush's economy, whatever it was. It doesn't matter if you're unemployed and you have no medical insurance. This is brutal. This is so unnecessary. This is dehumanizing the United States of America. Oh, I know, I know. Here goes Malloy with his naive liberal hippie thingy again. Yeah, well, this is not what we're supposed to be. This isn't. Now, the way the New York Times says it, President Bush and his top aides insisted today that they had not been putting out misleading numbers, blah, 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 putting out misleading numbers. Now, you know, wouldn't you just one time like to see a mainstream behemoth like the New York Times say something like this? President Bush and his top aides insisted today that they had not been lying on the future costs of two programs vital for retirees, Medicare and Social Security. And, of course, the Times gets it wrong in the first sentence because the two programs are not... Okay, he didn't say exclusively vital or vital exclusively for retirees. Addressing projected costs of the Medicare prescription drug program that appear to be higher than anticipated, Mr. Bush said he was confident any problems could be worked out in time by the administration and Congress. No, that's well, that's journalism, though. You know, that's what you have to do. I guess I should look at the writer of this, David Stout, and say, okay, he's taking the non-judgmental, non-partisan approach, and he's just saying, okay, here's what he said. Now, what they're saying is that Medicare's new prescription drug program that was talked about before the election to try to suck a huge segment of voters who consistently vote, people over 55, over 60, into the Bush column. God only knows how many went for the bait and switch. Oh, there were some of us on this network and other places saying, don't do it! Don't do it! Don't go for it again and again and again! Come on, you're 70 years old. You've seen this crap. You've heard these lies. Don't do it! Don't do it! They're not going to give you a damn thing. But when you're on Medicare, sometimes it's easier to say, well, you know, I'm just going to have to believe, you know. Now what they're saying is that the number they came up with, $400 billion, is really going to be $720 billion. $320 billion. Where's this money going to come from, is my point. $320 billion more than Congress planned for when it enacted the benefit late in 2003. Scott McClellan was asked at a news briefing today whether the Bush crime family had, in effect, hidden the true cost of the Medicare drug program when he pushed it through Congress. McClellan replied, absolutely not. And he added that people who see differences in numbers are succumbing to the trap of mixing apples and oranges. Oh, these people are degenerate. They're so degenerate. Now, here's Bush first. Now, what we'll do when we come back, we have Bush taking some questions after he met with Polish President Kwasniewski and said, what, your military's down? Here, have 100 mil. Now let's go kill some Iraqis, okay? See, Poland has decided they're going to pull about 80% of their troops out of Iraq. So the 100 million that Bush is going to try to slip to this guy, of course that comes out of your pocket and my pocket. But that's blood money. You understand that? That's blood money to pay the Poles to stick around and kill more Iraqis. Jesus. You used to stand up safe, but now you got to crawl. Hard times in the land of the penny. Come out and hold on to the grass. Hard times in the land of the penny.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation, just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box of the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99, all just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code Net Radio for this special offer.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. All right, Bush, this morning, after his little toy presidential posturing thingy that he does, this time with the president of Poland, Kwasniewski, and you know they go to the they go to the Q&A session with the bitches on the White House press corps, and what did he say? Bitches on the White House press corps? Oh God, sexist pig! So here comes the first question from one of the reporters. Now, this is on Bush's lie to Congress, senior citizens, Americans, people who deal with Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, all of us. In other words, all of us, every single one of us. I don't care how wealthy you are, you still deal with this. You do. You really do. Because without Social Security, without Medicare, without Medicaid, what do you think would happen in this country? Think about it. Huh? You twit? Think about it. So on his lies to Congress, senior citizens, non-senior citizens, all tax-paying Americans about the true cost of his dorky little prescription drug card, for example, the reporter says, Mr. President, Mark McClellan is now acknowledged. Now, Mark McClellan is Scott McClellan's brother. Mark McClellan is the, what is he, the medical, you know, whatever. Mark McClellan is now acknowledging the new Medicare drug benefit will cost $720 billion, far more than the White House initially said. Will you consider steps to lower the cost? Might Medicare be a bigger problem now than Social Security?
Well, there's no question that there is a unfunded liability inherent in Medicare that Congress and the administration is going to have to deal with over time. Obviously, I've chosen to deal with Social Security first. And once we accomplish, once we modernize and save Social Security for a young generation of Americans, then it'll be time to deal with the unfunded liabilities in Medicare.
Be afraid. Be very afraid of how he'll save Medicare, as in, whoops, I did it again, all gone. Now, let's move on to the press briefing today with simple Scotty McClellan, one of the other McClellans. Remember we chatted last night about Bush's magical childlike thinking that he can have all this stuff in his budget, make the tax cuts permanent, reduce the deficit, have his wars, find $2 trillion to privatize Social Security, all this stuff, another trillion for Medicare. I'm just on and on and on. Well, reporters caught up with Simple Scotty today and peppered him with questions about this impossible budget. Scotty doesn't sound much smarter than Bush when he answers these questions either. First reporter begins, Scott, these new prescription drug cost estimates, let's just take a look at the way the way this was sold. Everybody up on the Hill, when they signed onto this deal, thought that the new cost was going to be $400 billion. 400, that's a $400 billion, Scott. Even some Republicans are surprised at this new figure. When you sold this plan to them, did you hide what the actual cost would be?
Absolutely not, John. And all you have to do is go and look at the facts. The facts are that the Congressional Budget Office still stands by that previous projection of $400 billion for the first 10 years of the program. There is now a projection for 2006 to 2015 when you have a fully phased-in prescription drug coverage, and on terms of the prescription drug coverage for that time period, the projections remain virtually unchanged.
What? See, it doesn't matter anymore. And the press corps is incapable of standing there and demanding the truth. Now, I'm making an assumption here that some of the reporters in that room are valid, legitimate reporters. I may be wrong. Who knows anymore who's on the pad, who's on the take? Oh, I know. We see Terry Moran every night on ABC, and we see this one on CNN, and we see that one on CBS, but how do we know? How do we know, huh? So McClellan says, in terms of the prescription drug coverage, the projections remain virtually unchanged. $400 billion to $720 billion, you moron, is not remaining virtually unchanged. But you know what? The right-wingers and the American public and the crack White House press corps, they go, remain virtually unchanged. I sort of thought that. So another reporter steps up and asks about Bush's fantasy budget. And I'm going to have to let you hear what he said when we come back. Damn. Can we get rid of some of these breaks tonight? We can't do that? Okay. All right. Can we get rid of some of these breaks tonight? Oh, please. All right. Quick break. We will be back. And we have Simple Scotty McClellan, Bush's White House press geek. And you'd think it'd be fun to whip his ass and kick him around the press room. But the crack White House press corps, they're afraid to do that. Totally intimidated. Maybe it's because they're afraid that one of their buddies will out them. Whose take are they on, right? Huh? You think? This is Air America Radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Planet Check. Know the code. Jeff Brook, executive director from PEER, explains.
PEER is an organization that protects public employees who are protecting our environment.
PEER helps embattled employees who are under orders to either not enforce the law or distort scientific results to the detriment of the environment.
Most of our staff are former agency employees, and they're like cancer survivors working with cancer patients.
PEER uncovers the dirt without releasing the true informant's identity.
Most of our activists are anonymous.
Aside from selling reports, they don't sell the typical cap and t-shirt.
It's boxer shorts. Say undercover activist on the butt and our logo on the leg so you can wear them safely to work.
Check out the latest news with PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, online.
PEER.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The right-wing values enforcers are finally picking on someone their own size. Cartoon bunnies and sea sponges. January saw a surge in gay cartoon bashing. First, the head of Focus on the Family decried the deviant SpongeBob SquarePants for appearing in what he called a pro-gay video. Never mind that the flick didn't even mention homosexuality. Then, our new Secretary of Education got a cartoon bunny kicked off TV because a kid with two mommies appeared on his show. Never mind that the show was supported by an Education Department grant that required it to promote diversity. The wingnuts have always had an irrational fear of children's TV. Remember the Teletubbies? It's matched only by their fear of gay folks, which President Bush has shown by pushing his anti-gay constitutional amendment. Luckily, when the holier-than-thou right trains its guns on cartoon bunnies, the American public realizes how Looney Tunes this crowd really is. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. You have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
the Maturity Report.
Now, I'm certain that most Bush supporters don't know thing one about the tax code or anything, and I don't know these things until I read them either. But I do take a goodly portion of every day to learn about my world and learn about my government and learn about my tax code and all of these things, because it seems like a really productive use of my time. It's like flossing or going to the gym, neither of which I do, although I always tell people I floss.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, about an hour and a half ago, actually. 26 before the hour. All right, back to the press briefing today. Simple Scotty McClellan. Another reporter steps up. Well, we think he's a reporter. I don't know. He may work for Fantasyland. Who knows? Reporter says, but Scott, one of the big issues from both conservatives and Democrats. You notice how he says that, both conservatives and Democrats. What the hell does that mean? Huh? Conservative? Are those the two parties now? Oh, well. One of the big issues from both conservatives and Democrats, Scott, is that the president really does want to have it all here, and that this program in particular, the prescription drug benefit, is unsustainable. That's their term. And it's completely incompatible with the goal of cutting the deficit in half. No matter what you all say, you can actually accomplish. With so much not being included here, it's simply, Scott, it's not possible.
You just heard from the president a short time ago in the Oval Office where he talked about the importance of addressing this in the future. We're going to need to take additional steps to address some of these issues. But right now, we just passed some historic improvements to Medicare for the first time in its history that will provide seniors with better benefits, more options to choose from, and prescription drug coverage that they have not had before. And so it's going to reduce their cost a lot. The president stands firmly behind the prescription drug coverage we provided to seniors. And he's not going to let people on the Hill try to take that coverage away from America's seniors.
Oh, quit the stupid scare tactics, you little twerp. You're not fooling anyone. He's not going to let people on the Hill try to take that coverage away from America's seniors. I wish I had a list of so-called seniors. I hate that term. So we could call them up and say, hey, how's your Medicare coverage come? How's your prescription drug coverage that the Bush crime family provided to you? How's it going? How's it going, booby? Doing okay? Getting that Lipitor? How's that Lipitor coming, huh? What does that run you, about $150 a month? Now, somehow the magical tax cuts will make everything all right. Right? They always do, don't they? In Bush world, the magical tax cuts. Ooh, tax cuts, tax cuts. So this reporter says, Scott, the facts are also that your budget window goes all the way out to 2009, and these gigantic costs in the Medicare prescription drug benefit, which, as you say, is now capturing the real cost of full participation by the nation's seniors. Well, Scott, the big costs of the Social Security transition, which administration officials admit will reach trillions of dollars, the trillion-dollar cost of making Bush's tax cuts permanent, and the president promises to cut the deficit in half? Excuse me, Scott. The question is, these numbers don't really add up, do they?
Making the tax cuts permanent is an important to continuing to see sustained economic growth. The action we took to get our economy growing is working. New jobs are being created. We're seeing a strong economy that's getting stronger, and we've seen 20-some months of new jobs being created. We need to continue to act to build upon that, and tax relief is important to a growing and strong economy.
A strong economy brings in more revenues to the federal government as an important part of reducing
the deficit.
Shut up!
Budgets are about setting priorities.
Shut up! God! It's astonishing, isn't it? What is the requirement to be press secretary? A brain-dead, robotic thug who stands there and says words. Scott McClellan says... he speaks more and says less than any human being I've ever heard. I mean, he makes Ari Fleischer look like he was brilliant. And finally tonight, one reporter cuts to the chase. He says, okay, Scott, so the bottom line here, as far as I can hear it, is the president does believe he can have it all. We can have the $1 trillion tax cut. We can have the trillions in transition costs for Social Security. We can have the billions of increased spending on defense, the trillions of billions of Medicare costs, and we can have all that and still cut the deficit in half, right?
Budgets are about setting priorities. And you have to set priorities and make sure that you're meeting those priorities. And then you have to work to hold the line on spending elsewhere. That's why the president in his budget proposed 150 programs for either elimination or significantly being scaled back. We have an obligation to meet during a time of war. We must do everything we can in this war on terrorism that continues to protect the homeland. Those are the number one. That's the number one obligation the President of the United States has, and he will meet that commitment. He's also outlined, again, a budget that exercises responsible spending restraint.
What?
Continues to slow the growth in those other discretionary programs.
Those other discretionary programs, you know, education, never mind. Veterans benefits, environmental issues, yeah. Oh, God, don't you just want to smash something? Now, I want to play for you, this is from Omaha, Nebraska, last Friday. In the Q&A session following Bush's Social Security lies and deceptions in that city, Bush spoke with a local woman named Mary Mornin. Mary Mornin was telling the President of the United States that three children should be able to benefit from her Social Security. She told the president, you know, I work, well, here, let's just listen to the cut. The President of the United States of America and Mary Mornin.
There's a certain comfort to know that the promises made will be kept by the government. You don't have to worry.
That's good, because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that.
Good God.
Get any sleep?
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Hopefully this will help you get your sleep to know that when we talk about Social Security, nothing changes.
Okay.
Yes, great.
When we talk about Social Security, nothing changes. Hopefully that'll help you. Get some sleep? Got wood? You get some sleep? No, not much. I work three. That's uniquely American? Working three jobs? Who do I have to email real quick, Kathy, so I can say a real bad cuss word on this program? Right after I say, President Bush, you are a... And then I want to say this really, really weird cuss word. Is there somebody I can email to say all the Air America Radio management are asleep? Oh, okay, never mind. Poor Mary Mornin, huh? She works three jobs so she can exist. I wonder if she worked three jobs when Clinton was president. Huh? When we had a really good Republican president. When we had a bright Republican president. When we had a Republican president who really didn't give a damn about the poor or the aging or the ill, but at least he stimulated enough here and enough there that for a while it looked good and it felt good and crime went down and abortions went down and unwanted pregnancies went down and employment went up. Oh, God, did it go up? I wonder if Mary Mornin held three jobs 6 years ago. What you think, truth seekers? You think she did? Was it uniquely American in the Clinton era to hold three jobs? I don't think so. And this smirking monkey sits there, and the woman, this poor woman, does she not understand what she just said? Does it not sink in Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, I love him. I don't know how to say it, you know? He's wonderful. Now, Kathy sent me a link here. It said, the worst part was yet to come. Afterwards, Mary Morton was interviewed by the Omaha Herald. And this is what that newspaper reported. Quote, Friday, she was happy to help Bush contend that older Americans like her wouldn't see any reduction in benefits under his plan. That would be important to Morton, a divorced mother whose mentally challenged son lives at home. Besides her parish job, she also works for a telemarketing firm and a management consultant. Morton says she was nervous before going on stage, but Bush put her at ease. She said, "Oh, it's wonderful. He is the nicest man." Oh, my God. Her parish job. That means she's a cleaning lady. A telemarketing firm. That means she is a phone solicitor. And a management consultant? What the hell does that mean? What do you suppose Mary Morning makes? Three jobs. And Bush said that when she said, I have one child, Robbie, who is mentally challenged, and I have two daughters. Fantastic, Bush said. And he tells her that she had, you know, you got the hardest job in America, being a single mom. She works three jobs, and Bush says, you get any sleep? You want some wood? Jesus. Oh, God. Do a break. I can't take this.
Take the sky. But until that morning, they're gonna work you for peanuts. Hush, little baby.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. New York City's Hudson Yards development has the potential to create thousands of jobs, many of them union jobs, so a coalition of labor and business groups is supporting it. There's opposition, though, from city community groups. Jim Whalen is head of the Hudson Yards Coalition, a labor-led group supporting the development.
What the Hudson Yards plan really represents is a long-term plan that is going to create hundreds of thousands of jobs for New Yorkers on all income levels.
Critics of the development and the sports stadium for the Jets that comes with it say the development is too dense and will cost the city more than $3 billion with an adverse impact on the West Side. Whalen, though, says the stadium and the union jobs it creates is good for New York.
It's imagined that the entire facility will be union. I mean, for instance, there's already a neutrality agreement with the hotel workers union. The building trades obviously would benefit from it. The New York Sports and Convention Center would be a tremendous boost to the tourism and convention industry here. I mean, it would have the power to bring mega events that New York City has never seen.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. All right, phone calls when we come back, all right, for sure. Phone calls when we come back. So the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Email here from Bill. Mike, I'm 45 years old. When I quit my job 6 years ago, everyone thought I was retiring. Now it's pretty obvious that I am, in fact, disabled, not retired. Without Social Security disability checks, I would or will be dead. Medicaid and Medicare pay for my doctor visits and assistance in my apartment. I would give anything I own, which isn't much, to be able just to walk, let alone to work. Bill. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we've got a couple minutes here. RB is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing fine.
Hey, just phoning about that controversy they're having in Denver, Colorado with the professor there.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Ward Churchill.
Ward Churchill, right.
And I was thinking, geez, they're just jumping on this and they're misrepresenting everything he's saying. And Paul is on today before she interviewed him. Kept saying over and over again that this was the guy that compared some 9/11 victims to Nazis, right? And totally misrepresented, took everything out, and everybody's jumping on this, right? And then when she interviewed him, it seemed like he was a bit belligerent and stuff like that. And I keep thinking, well, geez, this is just great for the Bush administration. Here you go, got a left-wing professor they can paint as a terrorist-supporting anti-American, and plus they get to reinforce the big lie about the 9/11 was fully planned and executed by Islamic extremists. And, you know, it's just, and meanwhile, the Jeff Gannon story that is barely mentioned and on CNN today, Howard Kurtz was almost like an apologist for the guy. And
yeah.
It was unbelievable. I'm going, I couldn't believe it. Imagine during the Clinton era, they had planted a reporter in there trying to softball him questions about the Monica story and, you know, leading questions like that. And I just, it's so obvious now to everybody what's going on that there has to be major complicity going on with these White House press corps guys, the ones with the blank faces as this guy was asking his questions to, you know, Scotty and the president. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there I saw on MSN today with Keith Olbermann, and he had a montage of him asking all these leading questions and, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the reporters are sitting around with these blank faces like, oh, this is all proper, normal, this is great, you know.
I wonder this every night. I watch as much of Olbermann's program as I can, which usually means about the last half hour. I try to see the whole hour. But I wonder how much longer he is going to be on the General Electric network. I mean, the guy is so good and obviously has an awful lot of editorial freedom. And is he is excuse me, one of the most effective television journalists, and that is not a that's not a contradiction in terms that I've ever seen. I mean, the guy is so good and so incisive and so witty, and I mean just cuts right down to the bone on these bastards. And I just wonder how much longer. You know, MSNBC was that was a network. They got rid of Phil Donahue.
Well, I noticed that they don't want to mess with him too much. When you hear about when Limbaugh and all those guys, Savage, go off on their crusades, they leave him alone. They don't go near him. And because Ann Coulter tried to go after him, and he just eviscerated her. You know, he brought up a clip of her on his show. He just eviscerated her and made her look like a complete idiot. That is what, they're going to have to get rid of him because...
Well, I hope he continues. I hope he has a long, long life on television. It's a shame that he's only on cable because, his program is so good. It should be out there on one of the broadcast networks. But
more of those red staters watched him. Maybe the minds will start to open and they start to realize what the hell's going on.
Well, I sometimes wonder about that, but on the other hand, he just the fact that Keith Olbermann exists and does what he does on a network owned by both Microsoft and General Electric is just astonishing, you know, because aside from, all the good things that the what's-his-name's foundation does, Gates Foundation does. Yeah, they do some good things. I mean, of course, if you have $70 billion and you give away $100 million, what's that, lunch money? But anyway, the fact that Microsoft, this monopolistic definition of predatory capitalism, there is not a better definition of predatory capitalism than Microsoft. Let's be real. The technological stuff they've done, great, wonderful. The software, yeah. Of course, it all sucks. All of Microsoft's software sucks because it's full of rat holes. But aside from that, you have Microsoft and General Electric, two of the most predatory corporations in the history of the earth, and Keith Olbermann is on their network. Go figure.
That's all sort of like the ghost of the machine, the thing they don't ever, they always got to let a few real journalists in to give the impression to the public that they are, unbiased.
And I guess that's
so
part of it.
Every once in a while, one of these guys gets through the system and he gets out of control. Yeah. How do we stop him? We can't shut him down because we don't want to look like we're censoring him, and they're in this quandary right now. Another thing I wanted to quickly tell you.
Quick, we got 20 seconds here.
Okay. Iraq's voting, right? They haven't counted them yet, but when they do have the votes in, it looks like the Shias are going to win, right?
Yeah.
And so the majority are going to get what they voted for, and so apparently there's this ironic situation where Iraqis had more freedom to vote in who they want than Americans do.
There you go. All right, tune in Friday, RB, and listen to Ward Churchill. And thanks for checking in. Appreciate your call. All right, folks, quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls next. Nothing but your phone calls. So no open lines. So. If you get a chance to dial in, 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is, by God, this is Air America Radio.
Coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
That's not just any cold. It's a bad one. With this, plus this, plus this, and more. You need new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold. It's the first and only cold formula with two strong cold medicines, plus all the power of Advil to relieve eight big symptoms of your bad cold. From body aches to runny nose, nasal congestion, and sneezing. So when you get hit with just about every cold symptom out there, now you can hit back with the power of Advil in new Advil Multi-Symptom Cold.
Use as directed.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation. Just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Radio Listeners button and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice are putting pressure on Iran to give up nuclear ambitions. Following a White House meeting with the President of Poland on Wednesday, Bush told reporters that Iran would be a very destabilizing force in the world if it had nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, in Brussels, Rice said Iran can either accept a deal Europe has placed on the table or let the UN Security Council take up the matter. European allies are pursuing a diplomatic solution to the Iranian nuclear crisis. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in France for talks with his NATO counterparts. The informal discussions today will review NATO's transformation and its operations. Suzanne Chislett reports.
Ahead of his meetings with NATO colleagues, Donald Rumsfeld joined U.S. sailors on a destroyer off the French coast. He warned them of the bumpy road ahead in Iraq. The situation in the Gulf state will be one of the major topics for the U.S. official on Thursday. He's expected to urge NATO allies to do more to train Iraq's forces. NATO agreed last June to train around 1,000 Iraqi officers annually, but the alliance has not yet raised enough staff for formal training sessions to commence. Afghanistan will also feature in the discussions in Nice, with the alliance's peacekeeping and reconstruction mission in the country also on the agenda. Suzanne Chislett, London.
A man charged with killing a Central Florida sheriff's deputy and wounding two others is in custody. Jason Lee Wheeler was the target of a massive manhunt after he allegedly opened fire on the deputies Wednesday morning. A sad ending to an all-day search for a scientist who disappeared at a New Jersey water treatment plant. Noam Layden reports.
Totowa police say a team searching one of the 40-foot deep tanks at the Passaic Valley Water Commission came upon the lifeless body of Gita Angara at about 7 p.m. Crews spent most of Wednesday draining tanks and pools at the water treatment plant, searching for the married mother of three after she disappeared while at work Tuesday morning. A co-worker says Angara left the office Tuesday morning to do some water sampling and may have accidentally fallen into one of the tanks. The Passaic County Prosecutor's Office says they'll spend the next few days trying to figure out if Angara had a tragic fall or whether her death was foul play. Noam Layden, Totowa, New Jersey.
A Maryland lawmaker wants to pull the plug on snack food vending machines in schools. Senator Paul Pinsky's bill would require schools to turn off machines that dispense chips, soda, and other items. He says vending machines are contributing to obesity among children.
It's hypocritical to require students to take a health class where they learn about diet, and then they walk out to these machines where they can buy two or three sodas and a couple of candy bars.
The proposed law would apply to public elementary, middle, and high schools. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Unfiltered.
Thursday on Unfiltered, Benny Hill and the Good Spank. Tortured with curiosity? It's Guantanamo Guidebook, the new British reality TV show. Ouch! Plus, documentary filmmaker Jeffrey Tuckman discusses Save Our History, Voices of Civil Rights. And don't forget the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Let's do some phone calls, huh? Jessica is calling from Washington, D.C. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Greetings. Glad to be on the air. I wanted to alert you to House Referendum 418, the Real ID Act of 2005. It was introduced by Representative Sensenbrenner on January 26th, and I've been doing a lot of research in the time I've been waiting to get on the air with you, so I wanted to share some of that with you. What I've come up with so far is, as far as I can tell, the spin is it's supposed to prevent illegal immigrants, right? Really, I think it would probably hurt. I mean, I've only read what I've read on the Internet. Who knows how much of that I can rely on. It's basically going to – my concern is that it's going to affect how our federal government deals with state-issued driver's licenses. According to one of the sites that I've seen, Sections 202 through 206, it's a very complicated bill. I've done as much research as I can, but – It says it would establish extensive federal control over state issuance of driver's licenses and state identification cards.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds so Orwellian to me.
And what is interesting, this is coming from the so-called Republican Party, the so-called believer in states' rights. Only states' rights if it concerns keeping the Negroes in their place. Other than that, these people are federalists. They believe in the absolute, utter, total power of the federal government. And this is the definition of totalitarianism, and when you parse a little bit further, it's the definition of fascism, and here we are.
Absolutely. And what's most outrageous to me is one of my state representatives, who's a Republican, Ron Paul, has spoken out more than once against this act. I mean, it's ridiculous. One of my big pushes for anybody that I talk to about politics is that we need to have more than two political parties, and such as Ron Paul speaks out against this act, and you're talking about the Republican Party and Republicans and these fascists. I don't think that's, I mean, Salon.com recently had an article talking about how the Democratic Party's biggest impetus for getting people active in government is to have people who have what we call democratic ideals work on states' rights, which has been for such a long time a Republican deal, you know, limited government. I mean, Ronald Reagan said, as government expands, liberty contracts.
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it. I happen to not believe in that. Government expansion in what? I mean, if it's government...
Exactly. National ID, that's not going to help. I mean, an MIT student, I read this really great thing. I'll send the link to it. This MIT student, right after 9/11... did a really thorough research project where he outlined how, okay, no matter how many security measures we put up in our airports and with our military and all that stuff, no matter what we do, the small percentage of error, you know, that's inevitable, I mean, human error and whatnot, we won't be able to, if somebody is intent on attacking us,
right,
no amount of security measures will prevent it. So the national ID would only endanger citizens because it'll only be issued to citizens.
Well, that's true. Everything that you're saying is true, Jessica. But the goal is not to secure America. That's not the goal of the Bush administration. The Bush administration has one goal, power. That's it, no matter how they get it. Jessica, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Unbridled, unmitigated power. That's what the Bush crime family is involved in. As far as securing the country, that is such a joke. The way you secure the country is to start eliminating the policies of the United States government where it concerns foreign policy. Eliminate those foreign policies that assist in creating so-called terrorists, people who want to come to this country and do severe damage. We support the most repressive regimes in the history of humanity. We have for the past, I don't know, what, 100 years? Certainly the past 50 or 60. I don't care if it's a Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or Jordan or Egypt. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. We support them. And the Muslim populations of those countries who probably start out, and I'm just guessing here, not wanting to get involved in jihad, not wanting to get involved in butchering people. That's not what the Quran talks about. But when they see over and over and over again the repressive regimes that keep the boot on their face being backed by the might and wealth of the United States, when they see it over and over again, what are they supposed to do? What would you do, Truth Seeker? Would you have the courage, I think that's what Bill Maher called it, the courage to hijack an airliner and slam it into downtown Riyadh Saudi Arabia? Would you have, you know, I mean, so when we talk about terrorists and when we talk about all the horrors that are floating around the earth, does it not sink in to any Americans other than those of us who can still think? That would be people who listen to and participate in this program, and, you know, not just this program. You know what I'm talking about. I just have my little corner of the universe here. But people who understand, and there are millions of us who understand this, but we're in the minority. We are in the decided minority now. What does it take for Americans to understand their own history? I guess somebody has to teach it to them, right? Well, how did you learn? How did I learn? I mean, I wasn't taught when I was in way back in high school. Hell, it was very difficult to be taught in college courses about international relations, about the venality and murderous attitudes of the U.S. government. How we create this hell over and over and over and over again. Oh, Jesus, never mind. I'm getting off on that soapbox that they don't like me to go on. Ernie is calling from New Jersey. Ernie, welcome to the program.
I wanted to give you a lighter moment.
Oh, good. I need one.
You do. I do, too. I was listening to you in the last couple of days, but here's the best one I've heard today. They had the soundbite. I caught the text, but the soundbite of Bush trying to explain Social Security. I'm going to read this because you probably have it. Do you have a soundbite?
Hello? Do what now?
I'm going to read this a little bit. It says, because all which is on the table begins to address the big cost drivers. For example, how benefits are calculated. For example, is on the table. Anyway, I'm sorry. I can't go on because it's so funny.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing he said in Tampa, I think?
Yeah, yeah. You could not possibly, with a sane mind, put together that string of words.
Okay, well, do you have the actual soundbite?
No, Garofalo and Cedar had it, but I emailed the text. I think you should.
Yeah, well, I've had the text for several days. I've been trying to get my hands on that sound. I'm trying to get my hands on that soundbite.
That is the best soundbite because it actually goes on for about a minute and a half. Not one syllable makes a lick of sense, and he falls back on it four or five times, and he ends it with, "I love this one." Okay, better.
Yeah.
I'll keep working on it.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do then is get in touch with Janine and Sam and ask them to send that to me because I've got to play that for the people who tune into this program. That was just in reading it, I've never read such a mouthful of garbage in my life.
But the whole thing is when you hear it, it is absolutely side split.
I can't wait.
Just one, you know. But the thing is, another thing I wanted to point out to you: we're really not alone, and there are some people who are sort of waking up. I got some people who I badge you on a regular basis. How you doing? You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But so I badgered this guy. It turns out he has an educational grant that's helping him do some postgraduate work, and we work in the same job. Well, guess where the budget cuts are going to hit?
Him.
Well, so he's asking me now for a list of the 150 budget cuts.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Ernie, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for reminding me about that link and tell me where it is. I've been looking for it. We got a break now. Thanks, Ernie. I appreciate your call. You take care. We've got to get a hold of Janine and Sam and get that soundbite.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In the current issue, learn about the innovative program that's eliminating homelessness plus uniting liberals with conservatives. Also, get the inside scoop on how progressives can take back the country and the White House. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 21 past the hour. Boy, ask and you shall receive. I think we have the sound clip of Bush giving the explanation of, what was it, Kathy, of Social Security or his budget or what? I think it was Social Security, right?
A lady in the audience during part of the Q&A section had asked him for some clarification. She said she wasn't quite sure how his policy plan was going to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this was his answer.
Okay,
and
let's
this was last Friday in Tampa.
All right, last Friday in Tampa. Let's go ahead and play that and listen to what the moron had to say.
Because the all which is on the table begins to address the big cost drivers. For example, how benefits are calculated, for example, is on the table. Whether or not benefits rise based upon wage increases or price increases. I mean, there's a series of parts of the formula that are being considered. And when you couple that, those different cost drivers affecting those, changing those with personal accounts, the idea is to get what has been promised more likely to be or closer delivered to what has been promised. Does that make any sense to you? kind of muddled. Look, there's a series of things that cause the, like for example, benefits are calculated based upon the increase of wages as opposed to the increase of prices. Some have suggested that we calculate the benefits will rise based upon inflation as opposed to wage increases. There is a reform that would help solve the red if that were put in effect. There's how fast benefits grow. How fast the promised benefits grow. If that growth is affected, it'll help on the red. Okay, better, yeah. I'll keep working on it.
Oh, my God. Do you have any idea what he just said? No. And the people in that audience who cannot be smarter than you are, cannot be smarter than I am. Matter of fact, they're probably exceedingly stupider than you and I are because they are at a closed Bush session. Given how stupid those people really are and how criminally ignorant they are, do you think they understood what he said? Well, the answer is a resounding no. But Bush is flapping his lower jaw up and down, sounds are coming out, and the sheep are sitting there going, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, I get it. The hypotenuse on the turkey. Yeah, okay. Well, if you figure how the ramifications fall into the vice grip, it kind of works out so that when you add chlorine, you know, everything is, I don't know, adds up. And because when, you know, it's logarithms and I didn't, I don't know, when every time I do that, you know, and I try to put the saddle on and it falls off and I just, you know, so my truck. So for those of you wondering, that's what he sounds like without a speech or a teleprompter. Or an earpiece. Totally incoherent. And this would all be screamingly funny, except for the fact that this ignoramus holds our lives and the lives of millions, if not billions of people, in his clammy hands. What was it he said about nuclear weapons, about nuclear arsenal? I think we have that someplace. And when you listen to him talk like he just did on that soundbite that we just played for you, the way he talked in Tampa, and then you consider what the damage he is capable of doing, and you and I go to sleep at night. How do we do that? How do you and I sleep at night knowing that a half-wit like this is in control of everything, and especially the nuclear weapons? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Terry is calling from Minnesota. Terry, welcome to the program.
What?
Hey, Terry.
I'm just, yeah, I think it's two parts, angst and hopefully some humor.
Okay.
Stuff. Can we just get on with this universal health care thing? I mean, instead of trying to partition it off to a certain group or certain people, can we just have it across the board so everybody benefits from it?
Because no! No, everybody's not to benefit from it. The only people who are to benefit from it are the people who contribute millions upon millions of dollars to the Bush crime family.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the pharmaceutical companies, the American Medical Association, the HMOs, the healthcare industry, they will benefit. They will get the fruits. You and I, we better not get sick. Let me put you on hold and I'll come back here. We got to take a real quick break, Terry. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Well, I can't do no more for you.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over-the-counter at drugstores everywhere.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Randy Rhodes.
Why have a government if it's not going to educate kids? If you can't have a free and excellent education in America, where do you think you should be able to get one? If you can't have, you know, some sort of a plan for people who fall through the cracks and would freeze to death in their own homes after, you know, working their whole lives, what's the purpose of having a government at all if it's not going to take care of the veterans that it deploys in wars and it's not going to be honest about why it's deploying you?
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Think about that. All right, back to Terry in Minnesota. We were talking about universal health care. Any civilized society, so-called, needs to have, how we organize ourselves determines, I think, in societies, determines what sort of a life we're going to have. I mean, that goes without saying. And the fact that the essential food, clothing, shelter, and health care is on a competitive basis. In other words, if you ain't got it, ain't nobody going to give it to you, except on a real limited basis. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say give it to you, I don't mean hand you a bag of food, although that's not a bad idea, or teach you how to grow food, or I don't know when we got to the point where everything has to be bought and sold. But to not finance or not fund programs that help people, that simply help, and these rotten thugs who claim to be Christians, they are no more Christian than Satan is. Everything that Christ taught had to do with helping people who found themselves in a situation lesser than the Pharisees, lesser than the wealthy. And these people that claim to be Christians, who continually lift their leg and urinate all over people who are poor or uneducated or ill or somehow, for whatever reason, find themselves in this life just going from pillar to post, bumping up against stuff and being hurting and not being able to take care of themselves or their kids, or through circumstance, all of a sudden they find themselves needing some assistance. And here comes a bad word. These sons of bitches treat these people as if they are less than human, and I can't stand it. I know you can't, and I know most people can't. So universal health care will never come to this country as long as there is a Republican Party, and probably as long as the Democratic Party is constituted the way it currently is.
Yeah, because it's just like they're so half-assed about it, because it's like, you know, I'm not against it, but it's always like, oh, it's always for the children and stuff. And what they need to do is they need to take care of the people that need it first, like the income, the people can't afford it, the people that are chronically sick. I mean, you know, what happens if it's a parent? It's not, you know, and the kids and stuff, you know.
Well, I hear you, but if you're waiting for universal health care, I don't think it's going to happen. Hey, thanks, Terry, for checking in, okay?
Oh, there's this other one thing I wanted to say about
quickly.
About Rush. You said that he's going out with Daryl Kagan from CNN.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a Liza Minnelli kind of marriage? Because I always thought she always gave me kind of a gay vibe myself.
Well, I don't know. Darren Kagan, I have no idea. I've spent time around her. I've talked with her.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched her have her makeup put on early in the morning on Thursdays when I used to go in there and do my gig with Neil Bortz. But I have no idea. I always thought Darren Kagan was kind of hot. And then when I found out about this, I just, oh God, oh
yeah.
No, you know.
Same here. It's just like, oh my God, that turns me on. That turns me off. I mean.
Totally. Thanks, Terry. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Couple of guys sitting around talking about chicks. Jesus, how did we get into that? Huh? Universal health care in this country, come on. As desperately as it's needed, and it's I would disagree with Terry a little bit there. It's not just people who are dealing with chronic health problems. It is the kids. How do most of us wind up with our chronic health problems? Okay, environmental stuff, poor habits, whether it's eating the wrong foods or smoking or alcohol or drugs, I understand. But there's a genetic component to this now, too, and there always has been, but I mean, it's now being identified. You want to have perfect health, then pick parents who have perfect health. And, of course, you have to go back about 8 or 10 generations. In other words, don't be a moron and look at it that way. So, the kids... Children need to be taken care of. I have a friend who, I haven't seen her for a while. She has a 3-year-old now. And when she spent some time here in Atlanta, circumstances were such that when she went to see a pediatrician, you know, she scraped together some money to take her kid in to see a pediatrician. The pediatrician, good-hearted soul for sure, said, you know, there's a thing here in Georgia called Peach Care Kids. You ought to check it out because I understand here. I see that you're really, you and your husband are really on limited income, and you ought to check it out. And so this a woman friend of mine did, and as a result, she got really good health care for her kid while she was in Georgia. And now the governor of the state is the Republican. The Republicans own the state now. It's an astonishing story. It's a whole different story. But Peach Care for Kids, so many kids are going to be pushed off of it in order to what? In order to provide money for these pork barrel projects for these filthy, piggish Republicans. I just hate them. I hate what they're doing. I hate what they're doing. Oh, my God. Brother Sky Blue is on the phone calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, save me.
So you're going to do the Randy Rhoads show for the next couple of Mondays, huh, Mike?
That's the way it looks, pal.
Boy, that's great. You're going to be on primetime daytime here in Memphis. She comes on at 3 o'clock here in Memphis. She has really impressed me, and I'm sure everybody else in Memphis. She is most intelligent, compassionate, well in tune with the political reality of our country. She's the best, one of the best spokesmen I've ever heard.
She is indeed.
For a liberalist.
For a liberal.
But, you know, this one, when they cut off Medicare and food stamps and Social Security, that's why Bush is pushing these faith-based initiatives. Because
there you go.
The only people that are going to be try to help these poor people and stuff will be the churches. But you see, I'm glad you let me call and talk about religion now then, because these churches are way off. You see, Jesus said that the sun and the moon would turn dark. You know, you said that you didn't quite understand Emanuel Swedenborg's philosophy. He just teaches these codes that are used from the first chapter of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. These symbols, it's kind of like a code within these, kind of like these codes that you send this, what is it, this ELO, this Earth Liberation Organization, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's like when you tell Kathy, you know, heat me up some copper, you're actually saying, you know, burn up some SUVs. Isn't that the way you do it?
That's the way we do it. Yeah,
Well, that's the way that these symbolism works. You see, the sun represents, we have heat and light from the sun. Of course, heat corresponds to love or charity, and light, which only get with sunlight, reflects the moon, reflects sunlight. Yeah. And so it's just light. So the moon represents faith. This is why the church today, Protestantism, this fundamentalism, they separate faith alone. That is the mark of the beast out of the Revelation, this doctrine they have called justification by faith alone. No, if you believe that dear Lord Jesus came down and died to save your sins, that's it. That's the mark of the beast in your forehead. If you believe that, see, then you're saved. And you're right, the mark in your right hand. You don't have to do nothing good. You don't have to express no charity. You don't have to help feed the poor and the hungry. But I'd like to get on the daytime sometime to the American audience and talk about the New Age Christianity presented through the writings.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Brother Sky. I would love to have you come on the program as a caller some Monday. I think it would be enlightening for the entire all of America to
and
hear.
And I appreciate also, Mike, if you would, about your tolerance toward or people's sexuality. I know you don't like to hear a lot of, but you know I've always been really confused about my sexuality from a young age. I knew that I was probably a bisexual, but it wasn't really until I got older and was in a threesome that I realized I'd actually been all along a latent trisexual. But the Christianity, you know, it has to have a lot more talent because sexuality, you see, know the truth and the truth to set you free. It's like a water baptism. When you understand that water corresponds to truth, well, the New Testament writer says, be washed with the washing of the water of the Word. And when you understand that's baptism, you don't have to be baptism naturally in water. And like marriage, Christian marriage, women correspond to the divine love, and men correspond to the divine wisdom, and they should come together. But once you understand these principles, you know, once you understand that the sacrament, the bread, represents the Lord's divine good, and that the wine represents the Lord's divine wisdom, you see, it's very simple to understand. Once
I got it.
Want to see how it works. Okay, Mike, well, we'll be listening to you. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Brother Sky. I appreciate it. Brother Sky Blue there from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, trisexual? Brother Sky, I believe in one of his incarnations is a Memphis Street preacher, I believe, isn't he? Didn't he say he was a... right down on world-famous Beale Street, yeah. Love him to death. He's just a great human being. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Showing everyone his gun. Handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end?
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet?
The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Thanks to the usual crew. The program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. And thanks for playing that clip for us of Bush in Tampa. Linda Blake, our associate producer up there, answering your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives this program and many more at his website. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And again, starting next Monday, Malloy Mondays for Randy Rhodes for a while she is recuperating from some readjustments being done, I guess, is the best way to put it. I don't know what she's told her audience, so it's, you know, whatever. I'll be filling in for her on Mondays for three or four Mondays, I think. Where are we here? Victor is calling from New York City. Victor, welcome to the program.
Hello, hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Not bad. You know, I actually predicted to my American friends during your election that it was going to be rigged. And I was telling the producer that I grew up in Africa, Europe, and here. And it's so funny. We get it. You understand? If you won the first election with all the controversy that was involved, and Americans just went back to their normal business. Mm-hmm. I don't see why people believe that he won't win the second election again.
I know.
And I get tired of hearing media talk about, oh, he won the election. No, he rigged the election again.
Sure.
And I keep telling my friends who are very democratic, very liberal, I keep saying to them, the only way for Democrats to catch up with Republicans is to make sure that you count the votes. And you count it not by the Bush friends machines that they have out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some Canadians or someone else from other parts of the world bring the machines here and count the votes fairly. If not, forget it. Republicans will rule for the next 50 years until there's virtual slavery in America. But that's what they're really heading to. You know, all of the stuff they're talking about, the budget, the war in Iraq, everything is just a fuss. The main thing they want to do is to dumb down Americans, get everyone to work for nothing. That's why they don't want to encourage education or social medicine as they, or, you know, the way they basically make it feel like it's a negative thing to have healthcare for everybody, regardless of if you're Republican, you're Democrat, you're communist, whatever you are, as long as you're an American, you pay a lot of taxes in this country for you not to have that. I mean, this is a country that spends $500 billion to send a stupid machine to Mars, as if we could live there. You understand? And they don't think about anything. Oh, the machine broke down. Oops, sorry. We'll send another one in 2 years. And people are starving all over America. Here in Harlem, I know 5 schools, empty buildings. I mean, we're talking about population of children in Harlem going to school. We overcrowded the classroom. There's 5 buildings I know right now that are empty shells just waiting to be rebuilt. School buildings I'm talking about. But the city wants to spend $600 million to build, taxpayers' money to build a stadium for the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been reading about that in the Times. That's not unique to New York City, though. So many cities in this country will spend millions, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to build a sports stadium, or they will give tax breaks to corporations to come into their jurisdictions, and the people get screwed left and right and sideways.
All over the place. I mean, as a child in Africa, my dad was very politically minded, and he was always upset about the elections coming up, and we know who's going to win. I mean, just like the Bush election, everybody hates Bush. I keep telling my American friends, there's no way for Josh Bush to win this election because he actually ticked off every American group.
Mm-hmm.
He ticked off the gay group, black Americans. He ticked off an environmentalist. Every aspect of American society, this man ticked off, and then he wins by a lance because of a religious vote. And what kind of Christians are we talking about here? The Christians that believe in giving more money to the rich or to corporations, they're not Christians. And you're right about what you call them. They're as Christian as Satan could be. I mean, Satan loved these people. And then they're going to go to their church every Sunday and pray and thank God for what? I mean, look at Ukraine. I keep telling my friends, look at Ukraine. Those people went out to the street. They said, no, we're not going to put up with this. If this guy does not leave, we're not leaving this square. But Americans went back to HBO. Everybody went back to work. And we're wondering why things never get better in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter's born here, so you can understand where I'm getting mad at. You understand? And, you know, I was in Sweden a few years ago to see my cousin do international law in Uppsala. And they were arguing about, oh, we pay a lot of taxes. Then I asked them, do you get free healthcare? They say yes. Do you get free education or to your PhD? They say yes. So I said, shut up. Come to America and see where people pay a lot of taxes. They pay personal income tax. They pay all kind of. They pay taxes for buying milk, and they don't even think about it. And then you get nothing for your taxes. But the rich keep getting richer. And the Republicans act as if, oh, we get rich because, you know, we work hard. No, they did not. They stole money. They killed people for everything they've had. Look at the history of all of them. There's something they've done illegally to get to where they are. And right now, it's open, it's out in the air. Bush could say anything he wants to. No one contests him, and no one does anything about it. And people are thinking, oh, it's going to get better.
Mm.
It's so disgusting what's going on in America right now.
How I'm assuming you don't have citizenship.
Actually, I do. I do now.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What would make you apply, and I'm not trying to be smart aleck here, what would make you apply for citizenship in this country?
Well, I own property. I have a daughter here, and I own my own house. I live in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of just the convenience of carrying all this passport. I say, you know what, I've been here long enough. It's, you know, I could still travel with my other passports, not a big deal. But, you know, the thing was that I did it because I felt there would be hope, basically.
Well, do you want to work to help rescue this country from the slide to fascism? You know, it's easy for guys like you and me to talk about this,
mm-hmm.
but do you want to get involved in trying to save this country from fascism? Just a quick answer, because we're out of time.
I do, actually. I actually tell people to listen to it. I mean, my wife will probably leave me for Air America. That's all the radio stations in the car, in the house. I mean, I talk to my
neighbor. That sounds great. Victor, I have to leave it there. I hope you call this program again. It's good
definitely,
talking to you.
Definitely.
Thank you very much for checking in. And thanks, everybody, for participating tonight, however you did that. I do appreciate your support of this program. I'll see you tomorrow night. Okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball. Work up a sweat playing tennis. Or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of